Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 48. Existing home inventories are tight in Wisconsin right now, which is moderating the number of them being sold, at least through January, but prices continue to rise as a whole, and that includes in southeast Wisconsin. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
There was a 20.7% decline in first-month Kenosha County sales compared to a year ago. The median price went up by 14% to $158,000. Milwaukee area sales went up by 5.6%, the median price jumping 7.65% to more than $131,000. January home sales in Racine County rose by almost 15%, an increase of just over 15% on the median price of those sales, slightly more than $137,000. The entire southeast region showing a 2% rise in home sales last month, a 6.2% increase in the price to $163,000 on average. I'm Tom Kirko, WRJN News.
A Village of Waterford woman accused of hitting her husband with her car during a dispute Sunday has been charged with intoxicated use of a vehicle and hit and run, both causing great bodily harm. 32-year-old Teria Rudzinski appeared in Racine Circuit Court today for an initial appearance. According to court documents, deputies responded to a call about a hit-and-run accident and found the victim lying in a driveway suffering from a serious head injury. Witnesses say they heard a woman call for help, then telling someone to get off of her. They both reported hearing a loud noise before seeing a car speeding off. When deputies located Rudzinski, she said the couple had been arguing and she stopped the car and ordered her husband to get out. The victim was transported to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life for treatment of a skull fracture and other injuries. Rudzinski has also been charged with misdemeanor operating while intoxicated, first offense causing injury, and disorderly conduct. She will return to court for a preliminary hearing on the charges March 1st. A Racine Fire Department investigator says the improper disposal of smoking materials led to an estimated $10,000 worth of damage to a home at 512 Parkview about mid-afternoon Sunday. A cigarette was extinguished in an ashtray, which then was dumped into a second-floor wastebasket before the smoker left to run an errand. Upon returning, the man saw smoke and flames inside and called 911. A news release says he also attempted to extinguish the fire himself with water, but the smoke drove him outside. The Racine Common Council is being asked by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee to deny soda and beverage plus cigarette and tobacco license applications for Foo Foo's Hot Spot Grocery Store at 2021 16th Street because they relate to the nearby closed Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue. And while the people living nearby don't even want a store in that location, the alderman of the district doesn't want to close the door entirely. Alderman Mike Shields backs the committee's position on the applications in this instance, but he also urged an open mind for someone else to apply.
Not a 3 months or 6 months period where they can come back and apply, what we're talking about now, but someone new might come in with a new idea and new advice, and we should be open-minded to that.
Language in the committee's denial recommendation includes history of violations and non-compliance with the family, lack of experience by applicant Fawood Ali, and that this is an improper strawman application by Ali's wife Candace, who ran the Sunshine Mart. The issue is on the Wednesday council agenda, a day late because of Tuesday's primary election. The Racine Unified School Board tonight at 6:30 is scheduled to vote on a recommendation to change providers for the Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. A joint request for proposal with the city and county resulted in almost a dozen responses and a selection team recommending a group called HealthStat over what had been Wheaton Ascension. The clinic location will be in one of the suites of the new alternative education building on Northwestern Avenue, the former Curtin Clinic. The cost of the clinic will continue to be offset by savings in Racine Unified's health plan, while the new deal with HealthStat will also have a performance guarantee for cost savings. The Racine Council Wednesday night will refer a communication to the Finance Committee about an inter-local agreement with the county and RUSD for operation of the clinic. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.